Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Well, when is the last time that you asked yourself or said to yourself, wow, what I wouldn't give for a few minutes of silence, or I should really start meditating, or I know it's important to take breaks, but I just do not have time. I'm certainly guilty of that. We've all made or heard comments like these at some point, and they imply that the idea of resting in stillness is beneficial, right? That it's nice to take a pause and a break for a few minutes. Well, what if such a practice of peace is more than that? What if it's beneficial for others in your family or your community, in every life you touch? Well, I want to share a story about a young man who worked as a live-in caregiver for adults with intellectual disabilities. They lived there for a period of time and would care for these individuals full time. Well, they often rose early to help out housemates with all of their morning routines. The facility was a nonprofit that created homes where people with intellectual disabilities can share life together in a community setting with people who do not have intellectual disabilities as well, that they kind of set an example and guide them through their way of life. So this person came to live there after college and said that it was a wonderful challenge because they were an introvert. And so it was good for them to live and work among 14 different housemates for 2 full years. And when they weren't assigned to helping housemates with their morning routines, this person had a ritual of their own. And they'd go down the stairs with a journal in hand, assemble some breakfast, and then sit down in a living room chair that faced the house's front windows. And morning light would come in. It was just beautiful. And they'd stare silently, content to just take it all in. And the housemates would move through their routines right around him. And, you know, he'd greet them with a smile and then duck his head to keep silent during this process. And the fellow direct care assistants really knew about the routine as well and usually refrained from speech out of respect for it. And he wouldn't sit there long, maybe 20 or 30 minutes tops, and all too soon he would get up and get into the day of well-organized chaos that awaited him. The housemates would be busy with all of their roles and responsibilities until long after the sun had set. But whatever happened during that moment of meditation is what really helped sustain him and get him through the rest of his day. He thinks that he was just a better person to be around when he could have a few minutes of silence and reflect on the day ahead. Even so, it would make him feel guilty that he wasn't helping with the morning routines on those days that he didn't have direct assignments. And he struggled with that feeling of guilt on a regular basis and worried that by meditating he was making people feel resentful. A fellow assistant, I should say, made a comment to him that changed his perspective. And she said, you know, whenever I think of you, I picture you sitting downstairs by the windows in the morning and you look so peaceful. And it helps me see that I can choose quiet time in the midst of all of the busyness of our lives. And then it's encouraging to her as well. So he started to see it differently, and he saw that those moments of meditation as not only good for him, but good for the people around him as well, and that it's a choice that we can make to have moments of reflection and quiet peace every day. So a good reminder for sure. Well, I want to share a quote with you, and it's by Susan Gale. And it says, sometimes in moments of quiet reflection, you can look into your soul and discover a beauty that you never knew existed. Thank you so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any comments or inspirational stories of your own you'd like to share, you can send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. I'm Jennifer Stagg. This episode of Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.